It's time for school. Rock School. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns.
Tommy, you know, Cleveland's got four seasons.
What are they?
Cold, cold, colder, and construction.
And Chad P.
Queens of the Stone Age.
No.
What?
Probot.
No.
Late. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
That's not on here.
I'm going to make a large bet.
Class is in.
Hey, good afternoon. This is Rock School. My name is Joe Burns, a professor right here in the Communication Department, Southeastern Louisiana University. Sitting to my immediate right, a former student, one who must learn. What is your name?
Chad P.
Chad P. Chad, what's your hometown?
Hometown.
Where are you from?
I was born in Baton Rouge.
Baton Rouge.
And my hometown is a little spot on the map called Bayou Sorrel, Louisiana.
And I've been there.
You have, actually.
I have.
Yes.
It's a beautiful place. Looked like a nice place to grow up. Where I grew up, I'll give you a little bit of a hint.
Okay.
Come out my front door.
Mm-hmm.
Get in my 1979 powder blue interior white Camaro 354 barrel. That's right.
Gosh.
Child of the 80s. Yep.
Wow.
A few twists and turns aside, you get onto I-480. You take that to I-271 North. You get off at the Chagrin Valley Boulevard exit. Go and get Green Street. Stop there. Get out. Pay your dollar. Get on the RTA. Take the RTA to the Terminal Tower exit. That's it. End of the line. If you go any farther, you're going to go right into Lake Erie. Get out. Walk up those giant granite stairs up into the light. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Cleveland. For an hour today on Rock School, my hometown. Cleveland, Ohio, the mistake on the lake. Burn on, Big River. This is Eric Carmen, the Raspberries, local boys make good, right here. My town, for an hour, Cleveland, on Rock School. Else is from Cleveland, Ohio?
Who?
Jeffrey Dahmer, Charles Manson, and Larry Flint. Oh, yeah, we're very, very proud.
There you go.
Lead singer of the Raspberries there is Eric Carmen. He went solo in 1975, had a few slow ones all by myself. He also wrote Almost Paradise from Footloose.
Mm-hmm.
Now we won't be playing that. You know, now we're from down here now. I am definitely a New Orleanian now. I'm going to be here until I grab my chest and hit the linoleum. My wife and I love it down here. But I still have a soft spot for Cleveland. I adore it because I love the food here. I really do, but every so often I just have to make myself a casserole.
Oh.
I really do. There is no Cleveland mother that didn't think that any food could be made better by putting a can of Campbell's condensed mushroom soup on top of a meat and baking it and then crushing potato chips on top of it. Absolutely no mother from Cleveland that didn't believe food could be made better than that.
I'm down with that. That's cool.
But think of it this way.
What?
In terms of music, there are bands from New Orleans that once you get out of the area, no one's heard of them. Cowboy Mouth.
Mm.
Right? You really can't take Cowboy Mouth much further north than maybe Nashville.
Okay.
Right? Better than Ezra. They've had a national hit.
Yeah.
But they're really regional. Am I right?
Pretty much, yeah.
In the world of Cleveland, Ohio, there is a band, the Michael Stanley Band. They had one hit that went national. He Can't Love You was it. That's what I'm going to play. Michael Stanley Band, or to we, the Clevelanders, MSB.
Oh, good grief.
He Can't Love You was it. It was the song. Michael Stanley was the absolute pinnacle of Cleveland's success. Every New Year's Eve, this guy sold out the Blossom Music Center. Think of an amphitheater where 100,000 people could be both in seats and up this giant hill, and you are allowed to walk in with buckets of chicken and sit down and eat. Honest to goodness, you could bring your own dinner. Sit on the lawn and just watch music play in Cleveland, Ohio. Michael Stanley Band was our cowboy mouth.
Okay.
Was our Better Than Ezra. And if you didn't like them, absolutely run out of town.
Shame on you.
Shame on you. So I'll take one spot during the show and I'll play a song that nobody knows, but I'm going to introduce him to you. Michael Stanley G from Cleveland, Ohio. It was the 45th song ever played on MTV. This man holds attendance records for the Agora in Cleveland, Ohio, for Blossom Music Center in Cleveland, Ohio, and for two other music venues in the city. If you're from Cleveland, you know this guy. If you're not, you don't. Let's see if you like him. Michael Stanley Band, He Can't Love You. Rock School. Can't love you. Rock School, Michael Stanley Band. What'd you think?
I like it.
What'd you think? It's a nice, a good, like straightforward rock band. Not a whole lot to it. So we'll get back to that.
I took something that you said into consideration a while ago. If you're from Cleveland, the Michael Stanley Band, or MSB.
Sure.
I was listening to the radio the other day, a commercial radio station. Better Than Ezra played, and the jock said, little BTE right there for you.
It's local. You
it's a local thing.
You get to sort of take it as its own. It's Cleveland on Rock School today, my hometown.
Question. You don't have an accent.
No, I got rid of it. I forced it out of
you've
me.
You've been down here long enough. I've never heard an accent.
No.
What does somebody from Cleveland sound like?
Well, we're close to Canada.
Okay.
The thing about it is we're close to Canada, and we got a bit of a northern accent when we tack. It's a sort of the open A's when we tack.
Okay.
We don't go about, but it's pretty close to that. Because the thing about it is, if you just go across the lake, you're in Canada.
Okay.
That kind of thing, yeah. And the thing about it is, when you learn in Cleveland that the black rubber things on your car,
yeah,
right, the black stuff that they put on the road,
yeah,
and the large tall things that you climb up into to look around, it's all the same word. You see, you get in your car that's got a tire on it, so you can look at the tire, and you're up in the tire, yeah. And of course you want to go. And of course you want to go downtown. Yeah, downtown.
Now see, if I go up there right now and I step off a plane,
yeah, you'll sound like this.
I'm probably going to get killed for my southern accent.
Yeah, because you sound so stupid.
But to me, you guys sound stupid.
Ah, you sound so stupid down here. Yeah, that's it. Nah, come on. It's I beat it out of me. It's because of radio.
Right.
I needed to, and I also never could say the word W.
Okay.
It was always W.
W.
You said W. That's what we say.
Okay. After,
yeah, Tommy. Tommy, you know Cleveland's got four seasons.
What are they?
Cold, cold, colder, and construction. Yeah. So, ask me. Isn't that awful? Ask me about the women in Cleveland.
What about the women in Cleveland?
You know, there has never, since the 1960s, been an Ohio woman that has won Miss Teenage USA, Miss USA, Miss America, Miss USA, or Miss Black USA. We are average looking at best, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. Benjamin Orr of the Cars is from Cleveland. He used to go by Benny 11 letters. Here are the Cars on Rock School.
I don't mind coming here, wasting all my time. 'Cause when you're standing oh so near, I kinda lose my mind. It's not the perfume that you wear, it's not the ribbons in your hair.
Home of rock and roll, or at least where the term came from. Cleveland, Ohio, all hour long right here in Rock School. Benjamin Orr of the Cars is from Cleveland, Ohio, actually a suburb of Cleveland, Ohio, Lakewood, a place I used to go all the time. Why? There was a beautiful young girl there who decided she liked me for a short amount of time.
I thought
that's a reason to go to Lakewood.
I thought all the women were average.
So am I. We made average men, average women.
Average looking kids.
Average Joe. Ladies and gentlemen.
I got to tell you, I love watching you do this show because you are glowing right now.
Oh, I love the
city. You really are.
Absolutely adore the city. Absolutely adore the city. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony will come to Cleveland, Ohio, even though they've never done the induction ceremony there in the city, even though the IM Pei building is right on the shores of the Great Lake Erie, which has been cleaned up. You can swim in it now. It used to not be, but it's been cleaned up. It's beautiful. You can swim in it. People surf in it. There is literally enough of a tide going through that you can surf in it as well. And for the first time in 2009, there will actually be the induction ceremony there in Cleveland.
Nice.
What's wonderful about it is the one time I went, my parents were still living in a little town outside of there called Solon, which is where I'm from. I got to go to the Hall of Fame, and what was wonderful is I went when there was hardly anybody there. I got to go during the workday, and while I was there, they have, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, has the original large size pieces from Pink Floyd's The Wall concert.
Oh, nice.
And there's this whole size Pink, and there's, you know, the giant size Schoolmaster, mm-hmm. and there's the giant size Mom, and there's this woman with her arms crossed, and she's, I don't understand what that is, and I don't get that. And I turned to them, and I said, do you want me to explain it to you? And I literally had a crowd drawn around me, and I explained the entire Pink Floyd, The Wall LP, you know, in the Rock and Roll Hall
nice.
Of Fame. I'm honest to goodness, I didn't sleep that night.
So you took Rock School on the road.
And this was long before Rock School ever existed. I was still a graduate student going after my PhD.
Cool, man.
And I was walking around Cleveland, and it was Christmas time. So I was walking around Cleveland in my brand new Cleveland Indians jacket, which my mom gave me for Christmas, because at that point in time, the Indians actually had a shot to win. They didn't. Of course.
Yeah, I know. When
it
comes to baseball and football, you guys are nuts.
Which is why I was able to accept the New Orleans Saints as my new favorite football team, because this city is just as rabid for football as Cleveland, Ohio is. Tommy James. Tommy James was he's actually from Dayton, Ohio, which we suck right into Cleveland, but he is from pure Ohio. Some people, he moved to Michigan when he was young, so they try to say, hey, he's actually from Michigan.
Nope.
Pure Ohio. He had a whole bunch of little hits, and he's sitting in New York City, and he's got this melody in his mind, and he's looking for the name of it, and he looked over in New York City across the way, and he sees the Mutual of New York building. Mutual of New York. Moni.
M-O-N-Y.
Moni. From the great state of Ohio, Tommy James on Rock School.
Here she comes down, say Moni, Moni. Well, shoot him down, turn around, come on, Moni.
Gregory Jackson, otherwise known as Tommy James, Dayton, Ohio, but we like him. We call him from Cleveland. There you
Ooh,
go,
man.
As we do Cleveland all hour long. Want a quick piece of trivia before we go into the break real quick?
Yeah, and I also have a quick question for you.
Shoot.
Well, hit me with the trivia right quick.
You ever eaten Chef Boyardee?
Yeah.
Anything?
Yeah.
He's a real guy.
Oh, really?
Guess what he used to run? Guess where he used to run an Italian restaurant?
I wonder.
Euclid Avenue, downtown Cleveland.
Yay.
Honest to goodness.
Okay, here's my question.
Shoot.
If you even mention the word Ohio, if you say, give me two cities in Ohio, I
yes.
don't know about you, but I'm going to say Cleveland and Cincinnati.
Yes.
Is there an unspoken rivalry between you guys and Cincinnati as
no.
to who takes precedence in Ohio?
Not really, no. When you're dealing with a Cleveland, Ohio person, you're talking sports?
Just anything.
Well, not really. No, when you're in Cleveland, Ohio,
okay.
when you're in Cleveland, Ohio,
uh-huh.
There's only one group of people to hate.
What's that?
Pittsburgh.
Uh-oh.
Pittsburgh. We'll be back in a minute on Rock School. Oh, Chad.
What?
You made me say the P word.
What's wrong with Pittsburgh?
You made me say Pittsburgh.
What is there like some crazy rivalry
you're not
between?
Not allowed to do it. You know, or as we used to call it, Pitpaw.
So it's not necessarily Cleveland-Cincinnati, but Cleveland-Pittsburgh.
Now, there's a rivalry, Cleveland Browns and Cincinnati Bengals and Pitpaw, but Pitpaw. No. I dated a girl from Pittsburgh one time and had to break it off.
Can you elaborate into that right quick? What's the deal?
It didn't go very well because the Steelers won the Super Bowl that year, and I just had to cut it off. Joe Walsh is from Cleveland, actually a little outside of Columbus, but he cut his teeth in Cleveland, Ohio, claims Cleveland as his musical home. That's where he put together the James Gang.
Yay!
And put out a ton of good stuff. Most of the hits you know from the James Gang is from the album Thirds. You can probably guess it's their third album. It was released in 1971. Joe Walsh wrote all of the music off of it, and it was the last album for the James Gang.
Question.
Yes?
How would a Cleveland person pronounce that album?
Thoids. Deutz, come on. I'm having something with some sausage, something with some beer, and I'm on my seventh heart attack. All right?
Okay.
Going for eight. Round numbers. Joe Walsh wrote this one. James Gang, here you go. Turn your pretty head. Walk away. Rock School. Turn your pretty head.
Yeah.
Walk away. There you go. James Gang right here on Rock School.
The best thing ever happened to the Eagles.
I'm telling
Joe
you what.
Walsh.
Good stuff. Joe Walsh left after that album and went on to the Eagles. We're dealing with Cleveland all hour long. By the way, first city in the United States to be lighted up with electricity. 1879, Edison was from Ohio. Not Cleveland, but Edison was from Ohio. Cleveland also boasts America's first traffic light. Thanks a lot. August 5th, 1914. And if you're wondering, the official state rock song, Hang On Sloopy.
Mm.
There you go.
Where do you get your Cleveland facts?
Where do I get my Cleveland facts? I knew some, like I knew Hang On Sloopy off the top of my head, but I did a lot of it off of Wikipedia and also the Cleveland, not City Council page, but what do you call that?
Chamber of Commerce.
Chamber of Commerce page, yeah. I went and looked at that. People who are from there are mighty proud of the city. I'm telling you, it's a place that I find that a lot down here as well. You find people are in towns and they say, I got to get out of this town. I got to get out of this town. You don't find that. You don't find. In fact, I didn't. A lot of the people that I went to school with live right there.
Yeah,
live right there.
You were telling me off mic. We were talking about the sport fanatics of Cleveland. And,
yes.
And I asked you, I said, well, you guys got the movie Major League about the Cleveland Indians.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, there are some scenes in there where, the Indians are getting really good and they're playing Wild Thing in the background. And the guy's walking down the street with his Cleveland Indians construction hat and he sees another guy with a baseball cap on and they say hi to each other. And I said to myself, yeah, that's for the movie. It's not really like that.
No.
You say it is.
Yeah. When the tribe is in the playoffs, the town's nuts. The town's nuts.
I remember
when the Cleveland Browns came back into the NFL for the first time after being obviously taken out,
mm-hmm.
and then brought back in. The first team that they defeated was the Saints, and uh-huh. I was at that game. And I remember the next day calling a friend in Cleveland and saying, what's the headline? And the headline in the Cleveland Plain Dealer was Hail Mary, Holy Moses.
Oh, wow.
And I thought that was wonderful.
Yay.
Hey, go to the website. We have something new for you. KSLU.org. And click on the Rock School chalkboard on the right-hand side. We were interviewed on the Rosa Dunn Show.
Yep.
And it's a half an hour plus 5 minutes of what is Rock School, where did the show come from, and all about Chad and me for a half an hour. The show is up there, a link to it, and you can learn who we are, what we're all about, and where the show came from.
Yep.
Enjoy it. Write us an email. Go ahead.
KSLURockSchool@gmail.com. KSLURockSchool@gmail.com. Don't want to give anything away, but I understand that in the next show or two, we are actually going to devote a show to our Montana listener.
That's right.
Who sent us an email suggestion for a show.
I'll just give it away.
Okay, what is it?
Next show is our one-year anniversary. We've been doing this a year, and the next show is devoted to you, Ms. Montana listener.
Renee Valley.
Renee, it's the next show is going to be the one-year show. We're going to use it as our first request topic show.
What's it going to be?
Oh,
we're not giving that away?
No, I won't give that away.
Okay.
So you wrote, Renee, you wrote us an email and you said, have you ever done a show on the, and I thought, well, that's great. So I went to my book collection and I had a book dedicated just to that band. So it's a show dedicated just to the music of that one band. So, Renee, it's for you and everybody else. You will adore it because I had a good time. I had to go buy two new albums.
Yeah, hey.
I'm heartbroken.
All right.
Time for the Stump. And the Stump is on Dave Grohl of the Foo Fighters.
That's right.
He is from Warren, Ohio, which is a very, very close suburb of Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay.
Okay, shoot.
Dave Grohl of the Foo Fighters.
Shoot.
Also from...
Well, he was from Warren, Ohio. He then went on to a suburb of Washington, D.C.
Not that. Well, don't get too deep into this.
Nirvana, another group called Scream for a while.
Well, there you go.
Okay,
that was it.
That was the stump. He was in a group called Scream.
He's associated with the Foo Fighters and Nirvana. But I was going to ask you to name a third act that he was associated with.
Well,
and
I'll give you.
There are several. So
I'll give you yet another group. Who was the first band that tried to pick him up after he left Nirvana, or after Nirvana broke up? Who was the first band that tried to pick him up? In fact, they offered him a job as drummer. Any idea?
Did he play?
He played with them on Saturday Night Live. Who was
Queens
the band?
Of the Stone Age?
No.
What? Probot?
No.
Late.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
That's not on here.
I'm going to make a large bet, but I'm right. Dave Grohl, Foo Fighters, Learning to Fly, Rock School.
Like you're on. I tried to get him off mic, just, you know, anything I could. What is Dave Grohl's second grade substitute teacher's name?
Got him.
And he's nailing them today.
Yep. Want to hear some other musicians from Cleveland before I tell you about a wonderful urban legend about the Ohio Players?
Yeah.
Scott Schreiner from Weezer, Bobby Womack, James Ingram, Gerald Levert, Bone Thugs and Harmony, Screamin' Jay Hawkins, Marilyn Manson, Maureen McGovern, Tom Schultz from Boston, Dwight Yoakam, Frank Yankovic, Scott Whelan from STP, Marty Rowe from Diamond Rio, Johnny Paycheck, Mark Miller from Sawyer Brown, Dean Martin, David Allen Coe, Ray Anthony, as in dun-dun-dun-dun.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun.
Dragnet.
Steven Adler, drummer from Guns N' Roses. The official slogan of Cleveland. You ready for this?
What is it?
Cleveland's a plum.
What?
That's the official slogan. Cleveland's a plum.
What does that mean?
Which, of course, means that when it's dry, it's a prune. Okay. I'm not making that up. That's a straightforward thing. The Ohio Players. This is one of these things where if you're a rock fan, the Ohio Players is one of these sort of funk bands that you're allowed to like. This is a big song for them. It's called Roller Coaster of Love.
Hey!
And if you're from Ohio, you gotta love them. They originally started as the Ohio Untouchables. The thing about it is it's a pretty good tune, but most people know it for the urban legend. And people love this. People from Ohio love it. And the thing about it is, I'm going to tell you the truth, but if you're from Ohio, you normally lie and you say it's completely true, but here's the truth.
Well, have fun with it. Why not?
On the front of the album's called Honey, is a pretty woman named Esther Cordette.
Okay.
Esther Cordette is from Cleveland, Ohio. If you listen to the song, look at your watch, at 2 minutes and 32 seconds to 2 minutes and 35 seconds, and it's hard to miss. It's about 2.5 minutes into it. There's a very high-pitched scream. Okay? Mm-hmm. It's a little breakdown, and somebody goes, wah, and screams really loud. Okay? The story goes that Esther Cordette, who appeared nude on the front of the album Honey, now you don't see anything, but she is nude, she interrupted the session where these guys were playing, and they stabbed her to death.
What?
And she screamed, and they caught it on tape, and they left it in there.
Okay,
it's pure unadulterated horse manure. Esther is still alive, living in Cleveland, and thinks it's great. She's interviewed about it at least once a year on one of the local television stations. In reality, it's the keyboardist. They recorded the thing live. The keyboardist goes, yeah! And it sounds like a woman screaming because he had a very high voice at the time. But that's the urban legend.
Mm.
Now you know the truth.
Okay.
Why let the facts get in the way of a good story? Ready to start your watch?
Yep.
Go! 2 minutes and 35 seconds in, you'll hear the scream. It's not Esther. It's the keyboard player. But why let the facts get in the way of a good story? Ohio Players. Rock School.
I
sure did.
Yeah, Chad was sitting here actually watching the count up on front of the CD. I don't know. I guess since I told you what to hear, it sounds a little more blood-curdling than if you were just listening to the song.
Yeah, it's just like the backmasking show.
Yeah, if I told you what to hear, you heard it.
You sure
did. If you didn't, we got to take a quick break. I'll come back, and I'll tell you what is considered by many musicologists, many music historians, to be the very first rock concert ever, even though it never really happened. It happened in Cleveland, or maybe it didn't. In 1 minute on Rock School. This is Rock School. Welcome to my hometown for the entire hour, Cleveland, Ohio. Sit down. Have a fried pierogi. Very, very good.
What's a pierogi?
A pierogi is sort of a Polish dumpling, if you will, with a little bit of meat in the middle, and then we deep fry them.
Yeah.
No. You may scoff at it now, Chad P., but if I put a plate of these things in front of you...
I'll dig them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
dude, you know what made me laugh so hard the first time that I got really started getting to know you? I was graduating from college. I had taken a bunch of classes with you, and... I called my dad and I said, one of my professors is going to come down to the graduation party. He's from the north because I invited you and your wife to come and have boiled crawfish with us.
I had never eaten a crawfish before in my life.
And he said, Doc said, and I quote, we'd be honored to come down and eat crawfish and drink sodas with you guys.
Soda.
Oh, my God.
What's a soda?
We don't drink soda. We drink Coke.
No, we drink soda and pop.
No.
Soda and pop.
We don't drink pop.
Not pop. Tap, to say it the right way. On March 21st, way back when in the 1950s, the Moondog Coronation Ball. Remember the Moondoggy? Alan Freed. The Moondoggy Coronation Ball, very first rock concert ever, took place in Cleveland, Ohio. Or maybe it didn't. It was supposed to take place at the Cleveland Arena. It's not there anymore. It got torn down a long time ago. Alan Freed on WJW Radio in Cleveland, Ohio, printed up 5,000 tickets. The problem was, once the tickets got out there, they were counterfeited. 20,000 people showed up to actually see the concert.
Mm.
The problem is, there were about 12 acts that were going to play. The first guy came out, Paul Hucklebuck Williams, played one song. Fire marshals shut it down.
Yeah, too many people.
They rioted in the streets.
Uh-oh.
So was it the first rock concert? Sure looked like it. The Moondog Coronation Ball. Believe it or not, an elderly man from Cleveland passed away, and his daughter went up into the attic and started looking through all the stuff that that he had up in his attic.
Mm-hmm.
This man went to the concert, took one of the posters off of the wall.
Yeah.
It's been sitting up in his attic since the 1950s. It's now framed and on my wall in my office.
No
an
way.
Original poster from the Moondog Coronation Ball. From Cleveland, Ohio, another favorite son, Boz Scaggs on Rock School. There you go, Boz Scaggs, Rock School, as we talk about Cleveland, my hometown, and we got to pretty much end. We got time for one more here. Let me tell you some of the other groups that we're not going to play. The Pure Prairie League is from Cleveland. We were going to play Amy, What You Gonna Do? Tracy Chapman was born in Cleveland. We were going to play her. Chrissy Hynde was from Cleveland, Ohio, the lead singer of the Pretenders.
Hmm.
Kim Deal, Kelly Deal of the Breeders. We were going to play them. And although Trent Reznor is not from Cleveland, Ohio.
Nine Inch Nails?
Yep. He formed Nine Inch Nails in Cleveland.
All right, go on.
And that's
more,
where that's from.
Give me some more Cleveland facts.
A Christmas Story was filmed in Cleveland.
Oh, it was supposed to be based out of Indiana.
No, but it was filmed in Cleveland. In fact, the house that it was actually filmed in is now a museum.
You
can
really?
Actually, you can actually travel to Cleveland, and from the house you can look back. You can't see the same view from the house anymore because since the movie, they've built the BP building.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the now the tallest building in downtown Cleveland. It's no longer the Terminal Tower. But you can go in and see the leg lamp, and you can see where Ralphie hid after he got into the fight with the Scott Farkas affair.
You're pretty familiar with that movie, right?
Yes.
Okay, didn't he say, wasn't it the part right after the dad won the lamp? And he said you could see the lamp could be seen up and down Cleveland Street.
Yeah, they lived on Cleveland Street. But
It
was supposed to take place, I think, you're right, I think in Indiana, but I think that was an homage to the fact that it was being shot in Cleveland.
Okay.
Have you seen Spider-Man 3?
I have.
All the street scenes took place in Cleveland.
Yay!
All the street scenes took place in Cleveland.
You guys got some stuff, man.
Yeah, it's a beautiful... The only downside is, I'm sorry to say, no city in the United States has been harder hit by the mortgage crisis in the United States than Cleveland.
Really?
The city has absolutely, in certain sections, has been absolutely obliterated.
Mm.
There have been some sections of the city that that I used to drive my car to, ride my bike to, obliterated by it. So, and I tell you the best compliment that I've ever gotten, a guy I did radio with for 4 years, and I know you're a big fan of him, Brad Chrisman.
I don't have anything against Brad.
We used to send these shows to Brad for him to critique.
Brad didn't like me.
Brad didn't like him. And Brad traveled to Cleveland for about a three-day concert and a get-together, a conference. And he came back, he looked at me, and he shook his head, and he went, I just spent 3 days in Cleveland. Every one of them is you. Every one of them is you. I know exactly where you came from. Every guy was you. And I can see why nobody's won the Miss America contest. And that's when I smacked him. Okay, one more to go.
Okay.
One more song to go. These people aren't technically from Cleveland, Ohio. They're from just down the road in Akron, Ohio, where all of your tires come from, ladies and gentlemen. Mark Allen Mothersbaugh, Jerry Casale, and Bob Lewis. Are we not men? No.
No.
We are Devo. And spell it correctly. D-E-V-O. Pure kitsch. They wear upside down flower planters on their heads. Everybody knows Whip It.
Mm-hmm.
But this is from their first album, Are We Not Men? No, We Are Devo, produced by Brian Eno, straight out of Kent State University, ladies and gentlemen. I can't get no satisfaction. My name is Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
I'm from Cleveland.
I'm not.
Class is dismissed.